Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host.
Ooh, JoJo.
And your girl, Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Miss Encore, a.k.a. Heart Group, three times big. And I'll tell you why. It's like the Grinch. Which I love. All right.
Christmas is over. Get over it.
Yes, but let me tell you about it.
Not the
about
Grinch? Christmas.
No, no, no. Not about all that per se, although I love all of it.
Okay.
My heartstrings have been tugged on this year. What? By Wally World.
Walmart?
Yes.
What happened with Walmart?
The commercial, the Love Jones commercial.
Walmart has a Love Jones commercial?
Oh my gosh. Yes, they paid tribute to Love Jones and had them in a Walmart commercial.
You lying.
No.
Pull it up right now.
I'll pull that shit up right now.
I need to see.
And
I
showed them in love.
Only put the audio on for like the first 3 seconds and you got to cut it off because we ain't got, matter of fact, let me put a hold. Let's give a brief hold for our sponsors.
If y'all hear Jaws crying, it's because we don't have none.
That we don't have.
All right.
Okay, first 2 seconds. Done. All right, turn the audio off.
That was
the I can't believe they have a Love Jones. And this is Walmart? They do!
Oh, man, it's not even showing it. Man.
It don't matter. I see okay. This.
Ah, that is so good.
They have a Love Jones. Oh, come on, Lorenz Tate. Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing? I don't know the rest of the words.
I also sung that song for an audition. Musical. Acapella.
Come on. And they had the Isley Brothers.
And they got a daughter.
And she's chocolate. Well, yeah. Oh, she's so cute.
I said, come on, Walmart.
Wow.
Y'all know what to do for me. And I just rewatched this movie not too long ago.
Wow. And we're not going to talk about how Love Jones, the movie, is problematic, but it plays a pivotal part in my childhood.
It's so problematic. It's a classic. So accurate.
But the thing, I was about to say, it's so real.
It's so real. I watched it as a child, of course. I didn't appreciate it. I rewatched it.
You couldn't relate.
No, I couldn't relate. I was like, oh, black love. I love it. Yeah. You know, that's why. But now as an adult, I'm like, oh, man, this was good. It was hard. Like, she had to go because, I mean, it's a lot going on, Mr. Loverboy. But you want to love the Loverboys, the passionate ones. But then it's just, it's a lot going on. But I love him, and he loved me, and I'm never going to find this kind of love again. It was good. And I was like, Walmart. And then I started to think about
it's a great commercial. Need to, first of all, I need for the team of that commercial to tap in. Because
I loved it.
Look, wait. Clock it.
Oh.
As the Gen Z say.
Your nails not long enough. They're not. That's why I was like.
That's okay. I'm doing your nails for Cartagena, so.
Birthday nails.
Birthday nails.
She's not going to be able to zip up anything.
Susie doesn't know yet, but I'm doing her nails too.
Oh, I'm going to do something to Susie's hair. Yeah, I'm probably putting some color in it.
I was about to say, you going to put locks in it? Faux locks?
I know, bruh, I do some twists. I know how to do it now. I've been watching YouTube.
Wait, what kind of twist? You going to put some hair in it?
Like mine?
Do you think it'll break her hair off, though?
Twinsies.
She may need silky 1,000%. Hair. She may need silky braids. Now, I will say, Susie will look cute with the two.
Do that.
With the two, wasn't it? But we'll have to get her hair from Sally Beauty Supply, because her hair is silky. Sally Beauty Supply has the silky braiding extensions that won't.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That won't take her hair out. She might be, too. We don't know yet, because she ain't never had it in. She don't know it yet, but Susie's getting a Cartagena, Colombia makeover.
And if you don't say anything about this, Susie, we know you don't watch.
Oh!
And that's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation. And just because you watch one episode, that's not all of them.
You need to watch this one.
That's not all of them. Oh, wow. That's a good point.
I'm start calling out everybody.
We about to see our people if they really support us. Because if we shout you out randomly and you don't say nothing.
You should know. Because all of y'all said, oh, y'all talk so much. Y'all should make
a podcast. Oh, y'all chemistry is so good. I need y'all in a show together. I mean, y'all probably wasn't talking about this kind of show. We know what kind of show y'all was talking about. But still, we got a show.
We deliver.
We got a show.
And we need you to support.
And we giving that energy. For anybody who wants to know, this is us 24/7. Actually, we're worse off camera. We can't do a lot of stuff on camera because, again, we are still in the industry. Mm-hmm. We still got to be mindful about some stuff. We still getting our career together, and we're not about to mess that up for nobody. Not for no views and likes. What we look like, Gen Z's?
Man, you so much. It's so much. But, okay, so, and this will relate. I felt it, like my heart was like, oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then that went back down when I realized there is no 106 and Park countdown. And every year I have this same thought when I think, how am I going to bring in the new year? And it's blank.
With the
or I'm going to be drunk.
The New Year's Eve ball drop?
No.
It's not the same.
It's not 106 and Park. It's not the
same. But also, I'm not even going to hold you. 106 and Park felt, well, it no longer exists for those who are wondering. But 106 and Park fell off.
Missed out. For those who don't know,
You missed out. But I feel like it fell off when Free and AJ left. No shade to Roxy and Terrence and Bow Wow.
Everybody else.
And Bow Wow.
Look.
And everybody else who was filling in. But no shade to y'all, but Free and AJ... They were the culture at that time.
It was.
They were the culture.
But I still watch. I still tuned in with all the miscellaneous guests.
I did too, because my homeboys, shout out.
Ooh.
I done forgot y'all name.
Wow. It's the thought that counts. I would say.
Just kidding. AB and Rizzio. Shout out to AB and Rizzio. They was on 106 and Park. And we was in our dorm rooms like, Ada.
Were they dancing?
No, they was rappers. Oh. I mean, they still on their musical stuff, but I don't think they're a group anymore. Mm. And that was, you know, that era when not boy bands, but like groups was
they
hitting.
They were a band?
Oh. That's when rap groups was hitting.
I loved it all. I loved every second of 106 and Park. So now I'm just like, all right. Ball drop is not the same.
Mm-mm.
Unless I'm at a party. And now I haven't been at a party. What did I do last year?
LA parties are not the same as East Coast parties, I will say.
That is true.
Nobody dances.
That is true.
No, and to be completely honest, nobody really drinks for real. Nobody takes shots. Real. Nobody pre-games. Nobody does kickbacks. None of that.
Are we hanging with the wrong people?
No, they just don't do it. I feel like, okay.
It's legal.
Hear me out. I feel like as a black person moving to California, you need to treat California as if it is a PWI and you need to find your BSU. And by BSU in California, I mean the black people that's from the East Coast.
Oh,
that is the BSU of California. And that is the only way you're going to get that same experience. Because we're all here. We was talking about that a couple weeks ago when I went out with a couple ATL folks. What up, my Southern peeps? And we were literally saying the same thing, how the nightlife is different out here. How just like the whole experience of community. How we like to do like... big events or put on stuff, because you know how big I am on birthdays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing is, if I'm putting on a big event and I'm footing the bill for all of this, granted, I'm inviting you to come. I don't expect for you to do anything, but I'm used to people chipping in. Oh, let me go ahead and bring something. Let me go ahead and slide you $20 to put towards the alcohol or something like that. People out here,
they bring a bottle. Of wine.
Don't nobody want. Who is getting lit off of wine? First of all, it was so strange to me as a 24, 25 year old for somebody to bring me a bottle of wine. Baby, give me the hard alcohol. I'm still taking shots. Now yes. I am well in my 30s and I will take a bottle of wine.
I will take the shots. I'll take it all. I'll take it all, to be completely honest.
But still, like, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
And for the holidays, it's definitely different. Like, it's not the same.
But I'm just like, in general, the times have changed. Were the 90s that much better than every other time in the world?
And I feel like most of the black people in the 90s were out here in LA. So why didn't y'all spread some of that? Why y'all didn't keep that going? Because y'all was lit. Y'all was lit back in the 90s.
Y'all barely got BET. / Tyler Perry TV.
And it's not even Tyler Perry TV because he backed out the deal, didn't he?
No, I'm talking about I still got all the Tyler Perry stuff.
Oh, it do. He got some sort of deal with them and Netflix?
I don't know. Just put me on, Tyler.
Yeah.
Because I'm bi-coastal. I have an address in Georgia, LA, Ohio. Anywhere that you would need, I have an address there.
I'm not even going to hold you, Tyler. I'm international, nationwide, on your side.
Yeah. I sing.
I hum. Keep going.
Real good.
real bad.
You hum really good.
But I do it real bad. You know how they say. Real bad. Yeah. Oh my Not gosh, like real bad, but like about. Real bad.
I didn't even catch on to it.
Like real bad. Gosh,
real bad. Because you ain't say it right.
Oh. It's not my lingo.
I thought it was me. I like real bad. I do like it.
Real bad. Real bad.
I don't necessarily like it when you say it like that, but.
Real bad.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. But yeah.
We do this.
The 90s nostalgia hit home. I need more of it.
Yeah.
So, what's changed? Have we taken anything from the greatest time of our lives?
Oh, for sure.
'90s.
I feel like the movies, the television show, the styles are for sure coming back. They're for sure coming back. Hairstyles, the colorway, the color blocking.
I have one pair of pants. I don't know where I got them from. It was when it was a lit, maybe.
I told y'all she be gatekeeping when it comes to clothes, but that's another episode.
I mean, it was years ago. I was I was maybe 16.
And that was years ago. Try decades.
Chill. Hey, chill. They were the best pants I ever had in my life, and they had graffiti on them.
Oh, I love a graffiti. Let me tell you what kind of pants that I love that are coming back in style. The paint splatter.
I'm okay with a paint splatter.
I love it, but when it's like a jogger, like baggy fit, and then you do like a nice little crop with it, baby.
I like it. But I love crops.
Honestly.
About crops. I love them.
You have no choice but to love a crop. They don't make full size shirts anymore.
Oh, because that's all I have in my closet. Yes. I have crops and mock turtlenecks. and hoodies.
And I have furs. In LA weather. So, think about that.
It's wonderful. Put them on with shorts. It's amazing. I'm about to cop y'all. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm about to cop the wide leg. Bell bottom. I don't know how you want to say it.
Wide leg.
Workout pants.
No, they're going to be on the floor, on the ground.
Okay. I love them.
So, enough of those ugly ass pants. What is your all time favorite 90s movie? And why?
I'm so not good at any of this.
We already know she's going to pick a romance situation.
I mean, it has to be a romance, but 90s?
Yeah. Or early 2000s, because I feel like early 2000s is still technically 90s. It still has that 90s before the influence of new age and technology come rolling in.
What do I watch?
Vampire Diaries. What do I watch?
I love Vampire Diaries season 1 through maybe 5.
Do they have anything past 5?
They got some.
That's too much.
Maybe 3.
That's way too much.
When Elena leaves, you know, another. That's for another time, okay?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm more of a TV show.
All right, well, what's the TV show?
106 and Park, religiously. I love them all. Rhapsody, the basement, anything that came on BT, except...
So, musically.
Except Tales from the Crypt, because I was scared.
Oh, I love
Tales from the Crypt. Now, I told you, I was scared. The one episode with the slaves, and they had dolls.
Oh, with the dolls?
That took me out.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
You believe it? That took me out. You had a doll? Oh, no.
No. There's nothing about me that screams dolls or stuffed animals. Don't like them.
Oh, I love a stuffed animal.
No. But I do believe that slaves back in the day was putting their spirits into dolls and different stuff like that to get their get back. And to be honest, don't blame you. So
I ain't gonna blame you, but I'm scared.
I ain't gonna be scared because you should see we on the same team.
I don't want no handmade nothing.
No, I don't want no handmade nothing.
I don't want no handmade no type of toy.
Nope. Okay, so...
What's yours?
For me...
Movie? Because I already know your TV show. 90s? What's your movie?
90s? Matilda? Duh.
Oh, they count it?
That's 90s.
Okay.
Okay, another...
Wow, 90s. I just went to 90s black.
Oh, because honestly, we took over for the 99 and the 2000. Okay, so Matilda, but... aside from Matilda,
because we were young. Okay, I'm tripping. I'm acting like we was grown in the
90s. Everybody knows this. Babs.
Of course.
That's my number one. But another one that I absolutely love, and I post this all the time if you follow me on my social media, Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Oh, I love A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
I know word from word.
Because it was so good.
It was so good. I even tried to go down Malibu and find a house in there. But it's so good.
It's so good.
Television show,
it's 90s. Bad Boys, the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Bad Boys.
I ain't even going to hold you. Bad Boys 1 and 2?
Oh, that second one for me did it. Mwah. Oh, Will.
Hey, yo, Willer?
Will.
Willer?
Bad Boys Will?
Willer?
Hey.
I don't even want the Fresh Prince. I want Willer from Bad Boys.
Mr.
And
Michael
dare Lowry. I say, dare I say, Wild Wild West? Willer?
I really like the song Wild Wild West.
Come on, listen to the Wild Wild West. Listen to the Wild Wild West. I really like Switch.
Oh my gosh! I love Switch! Look, 90s everything was great.
90s was a time. I was gonna say, okay,
this movie, you might not have watched it because it's a lot. It's a lot. But it was so psychological.
Beloved.
No, it wasn't. Ease by you. It was the whitest shit.
Oh, I don't know it.
Josie and the Pussycats?
Oh, I seen it. Yeah.
Had you thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was obsessed with Josie and the Pussycats. I don't know.
It was good.
Why.
It was great.
Just all of them.
But again, that was an era of where boy bands, girl bands, and everything. That's all we knew. You wasn't my friend unless you was in a group with me.
Oh, I totally had several groups.
I had hella groups.
I had several groups. We had, all right, my aunt, my cousins, and the people that lived in the tiny apartment complex in Bond Hill. Y'all know.
And Nasty Nitty.
We had Girls of Tomorrow group. And we had t-shirts. And we a meet.
I'm screaming.
And we always sung. Oh, it's from Sister Act. If you want to be somebody. I don't know if it was Ladies
Yo,
of Tomorrow.
Oh,
Ladies
Sister
of Tomorrow.
Act.
Y'all know what's up.
So Sister Act. Look.
Sister Act.
Look. There is
I love
so,
Whoopi. First off, hold up.
I love Whoopi. First of all, and the industry did her so Diddy? Damn, Diddy. Anywho, the industry did her so dirty back in the day. The way y'all treated this woman, and she is gorgeous. Not a pimple in sight. Skin clear, supple, chocolate.
Chocolate.
And the realest one out here. What you saw is what you got.
So much.
And she gave y'all talent.
This is my thing. The industry was full of shit.
For sure.
But
they still are.
She pulled, honey.
They still are.
She pulled, honey. Made in America?
Oh, that was such a great
Did you know
movie.
They dated for real?
Whitney along her and I was about to say Woody
and the
Allen.
Carsman What's his name? Salesman. What's his name? I just know him from Cheers.
Where everybody knows your name. Doom, 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 doom.
That's
which
enough.
Is also amazing.
I was like, stop.
That's why I had that, which is also amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I love Cheers.
Yeah, they dated for real.
Will be.
Love Will
Come
be.
On to the pod, Will be. Be our seventh subscriber, Whoopi.
Because I really I love Whoopi.
Want to tap into that. You know, Whoopi was on Raven Simone. I got you, girl. She was on her podcast with her and her wife, and she asked her, was she a lesbian? Because, you know, that was the talk.
Oh, yeah.
That was the talk. But I never got those vibes from her. I really feel like she reminds me so much of my older aunts, like, back in the day in Georgia. They just really had that masculinity about them, not because, well, yeah, because of their elements. They had to be the man and the woman, so it was kind of like, look. And not only that, again, this she came from a generation to where you had to be tough. Mm-hmm. So if she came off a little strong, baby, because she was.
I loved it.
But yeah, but Whoopi was straight up. She was like, no, I'm not. Whoopi said she be popping that thing. Okay, she ain't say that.
She ain't say that, but she do.
She translated into that.
Did she say that? I love her.
She said, I pull them blocks back.
She ain't say that. I'm about to look it up right now.
No,
like, she ain't say that.
She ain't say that. But Raven is so real for asking that question because,
like Raven,
because most people speculate and that's how rumors get around. Mm-hmm. They want to go. But no, like, if you want to know, ask the questions.
Yeah.
Boom. But yeah. But she. Yeah.
I love Whoopi. Yeah. Main America.
Ghost. She was so good in Ghost. She has so many
good.
Ghost was so good. It was so good. Now, let me tell you another thing about Whoopi that I never noticed until I got older, that she didn't have eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like eyebrows really give you emotion, especially as an actress. But for her to convey everything so clearly and beautifully without brows.
That says a lot. Now
amazing.
I need to watch everything over.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm about to go on a Whoopi binge. I need to watch everything over she didn't have eyebrows. Yes.
I'm for real.
Yes. Whoopi.
I finally got her watching something. I mean, it's still something old, but at least it has something with meaning.
I love old stuff. The new stuff just don't hit the same.
It don't. Honestly, it don't. I cannot watch a show right now and have a catchphrase or anything that I can repeat. It doesn't hit the same.
I'm still in the process of watching A Different World. It's taking me some time, but I'm some seasons in. It's really good. If I watched it before I went to college, I would have went to a HBCU. 1,000%.
I've watched A Different World quite lit, and this is no lie, 9 times from beginning to end.
How many seasons is it?
A lot.
It don't matter, because the way every season had 23 episodes.
And wait a minute, though. And they're doing a reboot. I don't know who's listening to this. Actually, I do know who's listening to this pod.
But if you know the people that know the people that know
that's doing this reboot, audition. I have an HBCU experience. I could be a professor.
I don't, but I can transfer.
Yeah, she could do that.
I can be the RA.
That'll be great TV to have somebody come from PWI transfer in. That is great TV because it's showing that we not monolithic. That word is so overused.
Oh my gosh, but you used it.
I did because it was fitting. Anywho, but A Different World played a part of me going to an HBCU. And then Living Single is the reason why I wanted my own magazine.
We will talk about that. I need to watch Living Single again because I wasn't consistent and I missed a bunch. But now, in my older age, yeah, I appreciate it. But they was young as fuck.
They were so young. Also, side note, this is a little plug of my own. if you decide to do a reboot of Living Single or just a spinoff of some sorts, I would love to play the love child of Khadijah and Spencer. Scooter. I'm so sorry. Scooter. Thank you. Continue.
He fine.
I can't say that because that's my daddy.
Oh, that's my zaddy. So A Different World, I will be watching that.
Yes.
I just feel like I need to indulge and really dive into the 90s because I was missing out on something. That's what I'm gonna do for New Year's. It's just gonna be a 90s throwback.
I love that. And I also starting feel like Whoopi. It will hit better because you're older and you can understand the experiences that they went through. Because
everything's great.
And nothing was fake. I feel like the things that they went through was real life stuff that we're still going through, which is a testament to the times, but we're not going to get into that.
Look, hold up, because Living Single was like, I got to get back on you. Y'all was so young doing all that. Like, y'all had y'all careers. He's a lawyer.
So young.
And they were supposed to be in their, like, 20s.
With locks. To this day.
The
appreciation of being a lawyer with locks. And then to this day, we are still battling, like, our hair in the workplace. That was pivotal.
I ain't gonna hold you. Ever since I switched to locks from natural, I have not gotten as many opportunities. We can leave that again, for another time.
A testament to the times.
We'll leave that to another time, but significantly less.
But wait, talking about hair though, can we talk about how Khadijah and the Bounce Queen, Latifah,
always,
baby.
They show I watched something and they're like, evolution of her hair. It's never inconsistent.
I love it. And then let's not forget the wigs. Okay, wait a minute. We had the braids, the locks. The silk press out, blow out, whatever you want to call it.
The way that they use the same
and then the micros.
The same wardrobe from the nanny. Did you know that?
Or did the nanny use the same wardrobe from
Oh, actually I think that's how it was.
I mean, regardless though, I'm not even mad at that because it shows how we can wear the same thing but have two different swags and two different styles.
It was different swags.
Yeah. For sure. But it can be, I feel like it showed that fashion has no boundaries. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at that at all because I love the nanny.
I also loved the nanny friend. From also, Queens?
We're running out of juice.
I'm about to go watch some shit now while I'm driving home. So I need stimulation.
Don't be on the road while she's driving.
PSA. I just imagine it. That's why I'm such a good actress. I ain't gotta watch it.
I like how we be putting in plugs. <ourselves. laughs> But yeah, like the 90s was, it was a time.
It was a time. If you need a time going into the new year, because
she's all that.
Everything else is trash. Man, Janie Box. Just because she took off them glasses and showed
glasses in a ponytail.
Wait,
and we can't even forget. I don't even think they do parodies anymore. Parodies.
Because they're bad.
Not Another Teen Movie. Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in a Hood. Scary Movie. Which, they're doing a fucking reboot.
I just want the Wayans to do all parodies.
I want the Wayans to do a documentary, but
they got a good one on YouTube. I don't know if it had anything to do with them, but it's good.
It ain't got nothing to do with them. Oh, somebody paced that together. Because one thing I do know, it might not be true, because one thing I do know about the Wayans, they are very hush-hush, and what happens in the family stays in the family.
Nah, they weren't going that deep. Oh. They were just saying, like, the career.
Oh, their career trajectory.
Marlon was doing an interview recently, and Shaq was like, who's your funniest? Who's the funniest? And he said, Kim. And I was like, Kim? And then I had to go back and do a deep dive
Kim
on Kim.
Kim is hilarious.
Man.
Kim is hilarious. But man, all of them consistently say that the funniest Waynes are the ones that aren't famous.
She's so good. They was like, why she ain't got a show? All right, where's this from? We're going to end it. We're going to end it with this.
No, we're going to end it with an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. What's this one? What is that from? Come on, you know.
What is it from?
Blank Man. Was that 90s?
That was 8. Close to 90s.
I need it to be 90s.
Close to 90s.
It gave me 90s.
I think it was 90s. It was maybe late 80s, 90s.
Blank Man could have been my favorite movie.
Blank Man was hilarious.
For a long time.
Wait. Okay. Since we're on Blank Man, I do want to say this. I do want to give a shout out. Damon and Damon Jr. And then y'all, Marlon. Papa's house.
Papa's house. My wife and kids.
I'm not even
in the 90s, but just
I'm not even going to say put me on a show because I feel like I would be. That's too much pressure.
That's a lot
to be in a room with such comedian powerhouses, and I am not a comedian whatsoever. I'm an actress. Okay, give me words. I can say them. If you want to do a little twist to it, I will.
Timing.
But as far as Papa's House, like I would be scared to be on that show. But I will say the casting is phenomenal.
I love it all.
The wife, oh, she does such a great job. I forget her name.
Of course she does. Tasha Mack?
No, not Tasha. Of course her. Wendy with Carol Robinson. The one that's playing Damon Jr.'s wife.
Oh, from Boomerang. I really liked it.
Didn't like the reboot. Didn't like the reboot.
I loved it, but then I went back and watched the original recently. I'm on a recent kick.
You can't... Well, look. I will say this, and then we gotta wrap it up. With reboots, you have to look at them as a completely different entity.
Yeah.
If you compare it to the original, you're getting canceled. Automatically.
It's not the same.
What, it doesn't have the same cadence. Don't understand why they do reboots. Just do a different show.
Think about this with your unpopular opinion. What reboot is good? Is as good as the first or better?
No, I'm not thinking about that with my unpopular opinion.
No, I'm talking about before it. Just sit on it.
I'll sit on it.
Because I don't know. What's your unpopular opinion?
It ain't none. Okay. Unpopular opinion. Okay, unpopular opinion. I feel like people who use the term girl's girl don't know what it means for real, and they just using it because it's popular. Because who can really tell me what that means?
You know how I feel about it. I ain't even gotta see. You know how I feel about it.
Who can really tell me what that means? All right, I'm gonna let y'all sit on that. Let that sizzle. Mm-hmm. And we will see y'all next episode on Are We Canceled? Bye.
Bye.